Hello, God damn it, you mother! I'm not restarting. Okay. Hello, welcome to Lad's Movie Night. We're gonna talk about Godzilla vs. Kong and a bunch of other shit, probably. My name is Jake.
I'm Jack.
No, you can't go by Jack. That's too confusing.
Why? That's my name.
It's half your name.
Who cares?
My name is Jake, and I have. And the house is falling apart.
That was the cat.
Yeah, the cat just leaped off one thing and fucking shook the house.
That motherfucker's huge. What the fuck? He's a big boy.
I'm with my two co-hosts, Jackson and Kenneth. And I want to know, guys, what's your favorite kaiju? Mine, personally? Paul Bunyan.
I don't watch anime. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh my fucking god. You know for a fact kaiju are not only anime.
I don't... What's a kaiju? I don't know.
A monster.
That was about to be my next question.
Oh,
there.
My God.
I like King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah?
That's a good question.
God damn it.
Just say Goomba.
Goomba.
Can I go with like a giant squid?
I guess.
I'm just going to be... Yeah,
not really the answer.
Let's
I was
just
looking
pick
more.
That one there.
Looking more for like a Godzilla type thing, but sure, giant squid.
Michael Myers count.
It's giant squid. World.
All right, Paul Bunyan, giant squid, and King Ghidorah.
Is Paul Bunyan?
He might be a kaiju. He's a big ass motherfucker.
What about Robert Willow?
Who?
The big fucking 9 foot man that lived.
What about Andre the Giant?
I was about to say that.
Well, rest in peace.
So, like I said earlier, we went and saw Godzilla vs. Kong. Well, two of us went and saw it. The other had some issues.
I was too busy having spring break, you know.
We're vaccinated here. Here. You're gonna get us doxed real quick.
Interesting.
These guys. I'm gonna dox them for not wearing masks.
I wore my mask in the movie theater. Yeah. I got vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure Kenneth wore his mask sometime in Florida.
I did, all week on the beach.
All week
on. He sunbathed with his mask on, that's why he's got a white.
If you could see me right now, I got a mask tan line.
Yeah.
Never took it off.
Kinda, actually. Is my phone vibrating?
Yeah, that's your shoe.
It is not.
That was mine.
Oh, you motherfucker!
I turned the volume on.
Turn on silent, you just...
You fucking mongoloid. Okay.
Oh, you can't say that.
Right. Why? Is that canceled now?
It's an offensive term.
Well, I apologize. I apologize. I want to say right before we get into all this bullshit, spoilers. We're not gonna pussyfoot around anything.
We're not snowflakes.
Yeah, we're not snowflakes, so click off if you don't want to hear spoilers for a movie you can watch on HBO Max or go see in the theaters. Hey, you're really waiting for the Blu-ray to watch it? Are you fucking kidding me? But anyway.
Pop this in your PlayStation 3 and hit play.
Me and Jackson, we went and saw the movie in theaters with a big group.
Yeah, they rented out that motherfucker.
Yeah, one of our friends rented out a theater at Movie Tavern for like $100 or something.
Really? Only $100?
Well, maybe like $150.
They're dying. I think it's just $100. Really? Dying for the business right now.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, she rented out a theater. We went and saw it.
How many people were there?
I'd say
not 100.
Like 20.
Damn, maybe. She made some money then.
You think?
Yeah, if it was only $100 and there was 20 people.
Maybe it's less than 20, but by my... Because the whole row in front of us was full, and then the back row where we were was pretty full.
Let's see.
I gave her $10.
Yeah, $10.
For me and Claudia's ticket.
Let's do that. Let's make a business where we just, like, rent out movie theaters.
Let's make a business. Let's build a giant room. We'll put a projector in it. We'll charge people to watch the movies.
That's interesting. Where do you get this idea?
Can't tell you.
You're an innovator. You're the next Steve Jobs, if I had to say so. Watch out for that cancer, though.
Oh, man.
Let's have a movie theater, you know?
Movie theater.
We rent out the theater
to individuals for them to then rent out to their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could work. All right. Let's talk business after the podcast.
That's Movie Night Theater coming soon.
Yeah. The service, since we talked about that last time for some reason. You know, I had some trouble. I had to order food from my phone.
Wow.
And that's I was told it was the...
Why? Well, I'm sorry. You brave soul.
You didn't let me finish. I was told it's the 8 p.m. movie. It was the 7:45. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
So what? They just ordered... They just
didn't bring it to me.
Somebody in a different theater just get dropped off a couple glizzies and a Diet Coke.
I had to go up to the lady at the front desk. There's a line of people behind me because I got there first.
That's a huge fucking line in there.
Yeah, I basically cut in front of some people. I mean, I didn't, but they were walking that way and I was walking that way. I walked a little faster. And
bitch, move!
The lady was on the phone, and she was on the phone for fucking ages, and I'm sitting there, and I used to work at a movie theater. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I know movie theater calls are long. They're asking about Fat Albert Blu-rays. I get it. I've been there. But I'm like, fucking hurry up. I'm missing Monkey versus Lizard.
You still have Fat Albert theaters?
No, we haven't had it in 20 years.
What about Shark Tale?
We gotta reference Shark Tale every episode.
Yeah. It's like fucking Seinfeld with Superman.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, every episode has a Superman reference, right?
I didn't know.
Fun fact.
I've never heard of that.
Fun fact.
That's TV, though. This is a movie podcast. I don't even know what TV is.
Seinfeld probably a TV movie. I don't know.
Maybe.
How far in are we? I think we've said Godzilla and King Kong once this entire time.
No. But here's the best part of the story. She finally is like, what can I do for you? And I'm like, I didn't get my food. And she's like, over the radio, she's like, hey, someone didn't get their food. And she was like, what's your seat? And I was like, E6. And she said, egg 6. egg 6. And that's the only reason I want to tell that story.
You got some motherfucking eggs.
Kenneth, how did your viewing of Godzilla vs. Kong go? How'd that work?
So it was interesting. I was, as we mentioned earlier, on spring break.
Spreading COVID wildfire.
Making responsible decisions here.
Achoo.
Down in Florida, so I decided to download the old HBO Max. Shout out to AT&T. Free subscription there with it now.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, AT&T.
Got that thing booted up. Fun fact for you, when you download something on HBO Max, not like Netflix, it takes forever to download. Like, it took an hour, and I have no idea why. It could have just been the hotel internet. But, so...
I think that's likely, to be honest.
So, we get to the airport, we're heading back. I decide, you know, it takes a few minutes once you get on the plane to get things rolling. So I pop it in, start watching. It's pretty nice. I actually didn't have anybody in my row with me, so I had a whole two seats beside me. Nice, safe, socially distant.
You can put each testicle in each
seat. We could. So the movie starts. You know, they say, hey, you know, go ahead and put your phones in airplane mode. It can mess with the navigation.
Yeah,
I always do that. You call me what you want. So
yeah,
I did that.
Controversial move on your part.
I did that, and it cuts off. I get an error message from HBO, and it's like, you know, having trouble doing data yada yada right now. So I'm like, oh, like motherfucker. So the whole flight, I keep trying. It's not going to work. So I pull up Netflix and I start watching some documentary about sea conspiracies.
Seaspiracy?
Yes, actually. I downloaded Superbad and was going to watch that, but then it expired. I guess they took it off Netflix. Anyways, the plane lands. It takes them like 25 minutes to get us off the plane, so I keep watching. I get into the airport. My friends were in front of me, so I start bitching at them about HBO Max. I'm like, this shit sucks. It won't load if there's no data. I immediately open up HBO Max, and it's like offline mode activated. So it works. So I look like a jackass.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'd watch the first hour of the movie. We get out to my car to drive home. My battery's completely dead. Left a light on in the car. So somebody jumps us. We get down to the bottom of the parking garage. The car just shuts off, like after it's already started.
Yeah.
Try to jump it again. It is not going at all whatsoever. So I proceed to spend the next like hour and a half on the phone trying to figure out, do I tow it? It's Easter Sunday. No shops open anywhere. So moral of the story, I sit there for 2.5 hours waiting on a tow truck. So I finish the movie sitting in the Cincinnati airport parking garage in the middle of the road in front of everyone. Couldn't move my car.
You were in the middle of the road watching Godzilla versus
couldn't put
Kong.
The car in neutral because I couldn't get it
we
turned on.
We were reclining our seats. Yeah. We had a big
eating
ass
popcorn.
Screen.
Yeah.
So obviously mine and Jake's our inconveniences were very similar in the fact
yeah,
that
yeah, for sure.
It took me 8 hours to get home and it should have been an hour and a half. And
we're
Jake
braver
didn't
than
get
Marines when you think about it.
For real.
Honestly,
there should be a Kenneth.
I'm not
day,
saying
like
you need to salute me for my service, but
a national holiday for Kenneth sitting in the middle of the road watching Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, I'd celebrate that.
I just kept people kept pulling up behind me. They were honking, man. I couldn't even roll my window out, so I have to open the door and just like yank my hand out the side, waving them forward.
I don't know if I can trust like your analysis of this film. It sounds like you were distracted.
I was pretty distracted.
Did you see the parts where the monkey and the lizard fought?
They fought?
Oh, fuck. Well, speaking of the actual movie Godzilla versus Kong, we should get to that. I wrote a little plot synopsis for Kenneth to read. This could be a new segment for us. Just read everything on the page word for word.
All right. Godzilla versus Kong synopsis, written by Jake, read by Kenneth. Godzilla versus Kong is about a very angry lizard and extremely funky monkey. The humans want Kong to bring them to Hollow Earth so he can hopefully lead them to a power source, which exists for some reason, I guess. Godzilla is pissed because a company is selling Mega Godzilla, and he can just sense it in his dinosaur asshole. Godzilla and Kong fight until Mega Godzilla comes out, and then they team up for no reason. At the end, they're bros. Don't try to understand or analyze the story or themes. The writer certainly didn't.
Yeah, I didn't get that part. Like, they literally said, I swear to God, they literally said, like, there can't be two giants.
Yeah. There can't be two alphas or something like
there
that.
There can't be one.
Like, literally,
they didn't say titans. They say
they're
titans.
All titans, because Kong
it.
And Godzilla are both
said.
Titans. And I guess Mechagodzilla
would they
said be
alphas.
A titan as well. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something similar. It's just like Godzilla's the big pimpin' king of the monsters.
Honestly, like, if you come to this movie thinking, like, I'm gonna have an intellectual, like, hour and a half, you're in the wrong movie. Like, this
if
is
you
fucking...
come into this movie even expecting to understand what's happening, I think you might have a problem. First of all, I couldn't hear those characters. They were mumbling something fierce.
Which ones? Like,
every single character
I understood.
Screen.
I'll tell you what, I had headphones popped straight into my ears.
Parked in the middle of the street, headphones.
And
on.
I watched
people
it on
just
a little,
beeping behind me.
A little 2x6 screen here.
Was
two
it
by
cinematic
six.
For you?
Yeah, 2x6.
Damn.
That's how I know.
Do either of you know what the fuck was going on with Hollow Earth? Like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
does that...
They said that's where all the Titans, like, came from.
Yeah, I got that part, and I get
and so
that monkey...
They
monkey
wanted
there.
They wanted the power source to, obviously, fuel the Mecha Godzilla so that they could, like, fight in case something ever happened.
Yeah.
But it was, like, also what fucking caused everything to happen
yeah.
was them doing this.
Because Godzilla got pissed.
You're well, telling me it seemed like that. What was it? Ajax? Was that the company?
Apex.
It was like
Ajax, the
they
cleaning
seemed...
solution.
Damn, they've changed business practices.
Yeah, like you're telling me that no one knew what was being built except for like that very small group.
Yeah, really. There have to be like thousands of technicians working on it. I like the podcast guy as a podcaster myself.
His name is Bernie.
Okay, I did not
feel the burn.
His name was
not
Bernie.
His name was Bernie. Let's not get political.
Okay,
do you even know who the three like people's names were?
They had 11 from Stranger Things.
Yeah, who? Her name.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown.
I don't know her character's name. I just know it's her. Then they
she was in the last. She was in King of the Monsters. Did you know that? Did you watch
that? I've never seen that movie.
I watched it. I didn't remember her at all. I did not know she was in both movies.
I've seen her be bald in
yeah.
Stranger Things.
I swear they made her ponytail so tight so it would look like she's bald.
Huh.
So you'd think that she looks like 11. That's my fucking game theory.
I was expecting Drake to be in this movie. Punching over like.
I was thinking
shoulders.
About Drake Bell for some reason. That man escaped to Mexico. He has a very successful career.
Oh, man. I do have some fun facts about that little girl, you know, the deaf one.
Okay, yeah.
She is from an all-deaf family.
Really? So she's actually
deaf? Actually deaf?
No. Oh.
They chose the one non-deaf person from an all-deaf. Well, if it's an all-deaf family, wouldn't she be deaf by default?
Well, but I don't know if that... Is that in the movie theater? Is that Or is that like in real life?
In real life.
Okay. That's cool.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I like when they do that.
Also, in this is kind of an off-putting thing here. So, like, Kong was, like, inside of that... What's the island called again?
Skull Island.
Skull Island. But it's, like, completely enclosed, right?
It's, like, part of games. It. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, they're monitoring everything. You're telling me they'd never seen this fucking big-ass monkey mouth or do any of the sign language? They were like...
What the fuck?
Of all the things he's capable of doing, also, and they were surprised that he can...
The little girl constantly talks to him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you're telling me these big-ass cameras...
Also, they shipped those three motherfuckers in that cage, went 600 miles per hour into...
They did?
Yeah.
No, that was more than 600 miles an hour. I thought it got up to...
Yeah, they were going, like, sound speed.
Yeah.
And they started... Where were they at? They started...
They started...
In Florida, and they ended up in Hong Kong.
Pensacola.
Yeah, Florida. Pensacola.
I thought about you.
Well,
yeah. They were
What if Kenneth was in that crate?
What if he was Mechagodzilla all along?
And then he spilt his milkshake.
The kid from Deadpool 2 was in it. Ooh. For some reason.
Yeah, the
it was a little New Zealand kid.
Josh?
Is that his name? You keep coming up with their names. I don't know.
That's the name of the character.
I know. I didn't.
Yeah. Did you not listen to the movie?
In Deadpool, he was like one of like the main kind of like villains. He was the one that wanted to burn. Yeah, he tried to burn down the orphanage. Deadpool.
The orphanage full of child rapists and abusers.
Wait, what?
No, they were
an orphanage of child abusers.
They were bad people. Yeah, Deadpool too.
No, the orphanage wasn't. Well, the people running it, but the kids weren't.
Well,
you know, it's collateral damage.
He's like
a
12-year-old.
I guess that's true. Oh, man. Do we want to give him a brief run-through of the movie? Or have we already told him anything?
What's there to talk about? It's just a giant fucking monkey and a giant lizard.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about like our favorite fights, maybe?
I like the one where just Kong just runs up and goes, ah!
Yeah.
The first punch.
What fight was that?
The very first one. Kong was just running up to Godzilla and went...
Was this when they met on the boat?
The boat?
Yeah.
Which, that was wild, too. He should have been dead right then and there.
I don't think boats can carry that kind
of
weight.
No, they were just fucking cruising around on the thing like it's a skateboard.
Yeah.
Also, how many people
like
died in the process?
It's true. I mean,
Kong was like jumping
like
and slamming on those aircraft.
Those like $300 billion aircraft carriers. I'm not sure how much they can carry. Not that much.
Here's what I didn't get: like Godzilla would just casually swim through it, his fin would destroy it, but Kong could fucking jump on it, and it's fine.
No, think about this: Godzilla's fin, pointy,
slice.
Yeah.
This movie is mostly about Kong.
Yeah, it
really
was definitely
was.
Kong's movie.
I want to say maybe 8 minutes of Godzilla.
To be fair, Godzilla had two whole movies and Kong only had one.
I haven't seen any of the other ones.
You really? Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah, well, I've seen one of the Godzilla's.
Godzilla, right?
Yeah, I've seen some of the old ones with you, but I haven't watched
old.
The,
that was like 2 years ago.
The one we watched was one of those things at the lake one time. It was like you bought like three Godzilla movies on a DVD.
For like $5.
And they were all...
I still have
it. Like he fought like
this
Mothra.
It was the one from 1958.
Yeah, I watched it for like 5 minutes and I don't have a lot of patience with old movies. So I was like, fuck, I can see the strings.
What are these people talking about? What is this Arabic language?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like mad that Godzilla didn't get that much screen time. That fucker's been on screen like
for
that last
70
movie.
Years.
Well, and a lot of it too was about like obviously the fact that like Kong was like trying to like go because he's not happy where he's at. Like Godzilla's got the whole fucking ocean to swim around in.
Yeah.
Like Kong was stuck in this thing. He can actually communicate, so it was like trying to get him home, but then also they just wanted to manipulate him and use him for the power, but still.
Yeah, they manipulated him, but it worked out for them. Because they actually did find his home.
Also, I liked the part where Godzilla literally just shot a hole through the entire fucking earth.
Yeah.
He
what?
He, like, looked down and he just shot, like a fucking bitch.
Super
Saiyan. Like he was Mario or some shit.
And then you're telling me, like, I remember Godzilla was looking down and King Kong looked up. You're telling me they can see each other? Like, you have any idea how many hundreds of miles that is?
Hundreds of miles through the earth?
It is to the center of the earth.
It's more than a few hundred miles, I'll tell you that.
That's fair.
He was in China, in Hong Kong, Godzilla. That lightning bolt went all the way down to America. That's how it works. For Godzilla, apparently.
I'm not answering that.
Please answer on speakerphone.
I'm not answering that.
Jack. They've got a size 12. Jackson's
getting a call for context.
They've got a size 12. Will that work?
Sure.
Also, size 12.
Also, the cream for your rash. I picked it up from CVS.
Huh?
Well, I'm not editing this. Let's get back to the movie, guys. Come on.
That laser that Godzilla did?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought the one from Shin Godzilla, that was more epic.
Yeah.
Where he went, that high pitch, and he, like, turned purple, and it went, like,
his fucking bottom jaw split open.
I like the puppeteer work on Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, let's just talk about Shin Godzilla.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Terrible dub, but it's always like that.
I can't believe we had to watch that dub.
Dubbed and subtitled.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there were any other, like, big parts.
I like Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, the fucking axe. What was that shit?
I feel like that was, like, Kong's, family inheritance, kind of.
But it was powered by Godzilla's laser.
Yeah, yeah.
So was it, like, the two of them?
I think it was used to kill Godzilla's.
I feel like those stones, like, that power stuff that's, like, there.
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like Godzilla's, like, not his, what are they called? It's like fins or what were they?
Yeah, it's a fin.
Like, are those things on him almost not made out of that material? Because he constantly glows that kind of blue color.
Yeah, he like, does is that there a any, lot in this movie.
Is there any part of that in the lore or whatever?
Well, that's like, the thing.
Like, do you
they don't tell you.
Like, do you think that those rocks are what made him so big?
I thought the lore was that after, you know, we nuked Japan twice, that caused Godzilla to be formed.
Well, yeah, that's the original movie, but this is more...
this is new age.
This is more about like environment, like global warming. Type
isn't that
shit.
About global warming being nuked twice?
Well,
I mean, that's got to do some shit to the environment.
Probably.
I also think the axe was. I mean, if you think about that matchup reasonably, like
the axe gives him an edge.
Yeah, I was like, Godzilla can shoot a fucking laser through the center of the earth. And what is Godzilla? He's just a big monk, like
a big monk,
big monkey.
So, who won, really? Godzilla or Kong?
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all bros.
That's the problem with these fucking movies.
The real villain wasn't even either of them.
They made out in the end. And then went separate ways. King Kong is king of land and Godzilla is king of the sea.
Batman versus Superman, Godzilla versus Kong.
Who's king of the air?
I guess it used to be Ghidorah.
I did like how they literally, like, any of the bad people in the movie, they just fucking killed them. None of them, nobody went to jail or anything. Like, when they tried to screw him over in Hollow Earth, Kong just fucking grabbed the thing and crushed it. And then the guy that was, like, functioning Mecha Godzilla, he just got, like, an electric chair. Like,
I thought it was really cool with the skull, Ghidorah's skull.
I thought it was pretty, and how, like, because I remember them mentioning that, like, the neural pathways were still active, which I kind of wondered at one point. I was like,
neural active, but it was still a fucking skull.
Yeah.
But once it had that power stone put in,
it's like, you know, you're a skeleton, but your nerves still work.
Yeah. I think it was more like there's, like, a psychic link in the skull. A
psychic link? Whoa.
Yeah, because they got a
Ouija board and they used it to summon Ghidorah.
Yeah, basically. I really like that Ghidorah took over Mechagodzilla. I thought that was pretty cool. Sweet. Like, I've heard that Legendary Studios, who makes these movies, is losing the rights to Godzilla. Like, they're... At least the American rights are going back to Toho after this movie. So they might not do any more Godzilla stuff.
Like, well, I mean, what would happen? I mean, at this point, there would either have to be another creature or one of them would have to piss the other one off.
There's always another creature with these movies.
That's true. Maybe the
they might lean more towards Kong stuff, like, exclusively.
I can see
like
that.
Godzilla is like, all right, you're cool, and then fucks off forever. He's never mentioned again. He just comes
in for a cameo.
Kind of like the fucking Avengers, like the world's ending, but nobody else is there except for whatever the main character is for that movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Next King Kong movie, Godzilla just comes in, does a dab, and just goes back to
Yeah, tiny arm dab.
Fires a couple lasers up into the air.
I'm gonna fire my laser.
I thought Japanese people hated American Godzilla.
They do.
No, you're wrong. Because I thought I saw posts when the first movie came out, like, oh, that's McDonald's Zilla, because his thighs are so big.
I remember. Like,
he's bottom heavy, really.
I don't know if this was true, but I heard the reason why they made Shin Godzilla, the last time I'll talk about Shin Godzilla, was after the Brian Cranberry Godzilla. Like, Toho was like, wow, that fucking sucked. We're gonna make another. They're gonna make another Godzilla movie. We're gonna do it right.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. The first one wasn't great. I liked it enough. I thought it had some good moments, but
I think was it 2000 that it did that weird dub.
Godzilla 2000 was a Japanese movie that was dubbed in English.
And people are like, why were their lips not moving like correctly?
It turns out Japanese people love fucking American Godzilla. They like that design a lot. From what I've heard, I'm sure all Japanese people don't love it, but
yeah,
general consensus seems to be like, hey, he's pretty fucking
If you're
cool.
from Japan and listening to this, send us an email at whatever your email is.
Yeah. What is my email?
I'm
not
going to
get my email.
A Jake's Podcasting Network email.
No,
that's what you're
I have an Instagram.
Might be trying to reach out to us, and they don't know how.
I doubt it.
We had like tons of listeners, and like both of them aren't listening right now.
Fun facts.
I got a voicemail.
Okay,
that's another fun fact.
Please play it.
Super fun fact.
I'm not gonna play it,
Jack.
Jack, I think Godzilla should have won, Jack.
Do they have a 13?
Man, this is like, these facts are like 5 paragraphs long. I'm not reading that.
Read them.
This movie was released on Brian Tyree Henry's birthday. I don't know who that is.
That's Bernie in the movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday, Bernie.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
I'm sorry you didn't win. When asked about the apparent height difference between Godzilla and Kong in 2018, Adam Wingard said, "They gave us a good out in Kong Skull Island 2017. When they mentioned that Kong was still growing, but that'll be a challenge we have to deal with, and we are very aware of that issue." So Godzilla's on a weight diet, you know.
I don't think Godzilla got bigger. I think Kong just got bigger. I guess. I don't know.
Like,
compare the sizes, it's like Godzilla's size must have changed radically between all three.
I don't know. That's such a weird thing to debate about. Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, I got a funny thing. I keep seeing this article. So the director, Adam Wingard, said that when designing Mechagodzilla, he did not want it to look like the Michael Bay Transformers movies. Because he went to go see the third one in theaters with a date.
Which one?
Was that the one with the head
Dark
of dinosaurs?
Of the Moon.
Yeah.
That's not the one with the dinosaurs. Dark of the Moon. You're looking at me like I don't know.
Okay, you're right. I immediately backtracked.
I'm sorry. You got muscles, I got Transformers knowledge. He went to go see Transformers Dark of the Moon, and they got there late, and he had to sit at the very front row and look up at it. He said, "This looks like shit. This is the art direction's problem, and not mine."
So a movie that came out like 10 years ago,
yeah.
He's still bitter about it?
Yeah.
Damn, what a dork.
Sounds like
and
Jackson.
And you know what? You know what? What
do you mean sound like me?
What's your story about that boy in third grade that said something mean to you? Huh? And you hate him?
Who?
There's an elementary
wordless.
What's up with that kid? You know what I'm talking about.
You don't gotta say his full name. Why do you hate him?
Huh?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about. I fucking forgot what you're talking about. It's a joke. The problem was that in third grade, I had a talent show, and I was doing magic things, because I liked magic. I like,
Mind Freak!
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So I did my magic shit. He was like telling the audience what I was doing. He was like, you're doing it. His name was fucking Berglitz.
Berglitz, if you're out there.
It's such a minor inconvenience from such a long time ago. Like, it's
I hear the story twice a year.
It's exactly the thing worth complaining about on a podcast.
I was pissed about it for, I don't know, the rest of summer. That was it.
The rest of summer.
And then the rest of Berglitz.
For real, like.
The light was blinding me.
Kenneth's all over the place. He's in the left ear, he's in the right ear.
Sorry, I was 8 years old. I didn't know how to deal with emotions like that.
The trauma.
The trauma.
Did you have anyone you hated as a kid, Kenneth? Like a childhood enemy?
I did. I don't remember his name.
Oh, I bet he's listening right now.
So it was when I played T-ball.
Okay. Girl sport, to be honest. Kind of a feminine quality on a guy.
I couldn't play baseball yet. So this kid, his dad was, he was the coach's son.
Yeah.
And this kid would like call me like a poo-poo head and shit. Like the most, I'm talking like I was like 5 or 6 years old. And I just remember like, it just pissed me off every single day. I actually quit T-ball because of this kid. So who knows? I could be an MLB star right now. But
not from T-ball, I don't think.
Actually, I also quit T-ball because I thought they were never going to throw me the ball. I thought I was going to have to hit it off the tee for forever.
It's a little too complicated at this point.
So yeah, that kid's out there. Fuck you.
I don't think I had any. I don't think I had any childhood enemies.
You had a Sheldon.
Oh fuck you, Sheldon! God damn it. Okay, this is not Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. This is worse.
If you're out there, we like you.
I think you mean sodium chloride.
That's literally the type of bitch Sheldon was. He had an Angry Bird shirt. I remember it clear as fucking day. It said Angry Birds, and then it had an Angry Bird, and then like a pan, and it was cooking the pigs. And this was before any fucking Angry Bird Muslim allegory movies, anything like that. This was the OG iPhone game, and he had a fucking shirt of it before anyone I ever saw had a fucking
Angry Bird shirt. Wow, he's cool. That sounds cool. Let's invite him.
He's one of those type of guys that he's big and fat. He's like, I never get fucking cold. I'm never cold. He's wearing shorts in the fucking winter in the fucking snow. Whenever it fucking snows in Virginia, it's like 2 inches. It's not that much. Why are you looking at me, you fucking asshole?
I never right said,
it's not cold.
But you're wearing an Angry Birds shirt right now.
No, fucking not, you bitch.
He is indeed.
You are. Every time I think of Angry Birds, like I just think of like the first day I worked at Dairy Queen years ago.
Yes, tell that story. Tell it right now.
All right. Many years ago, I worked at Dairy Queen. I was just on my lunch break. I just ordered, I don't fucking know, like, they got shitty food.
Yeah.
I just had, like, a free meal, because I was a cook. So I was just it's sitting there eating, and all of a sudden there's this other guy. I'll call him G.
Yeah, G.
Like, there was a girl worker, fairly attractive. So he's kind of awkward. You know,
yeah.
We all are, but, you know.
Yeah.
But... You know, he just like went up to her and was like, you want to see the Angry Birds movie with me?
You want to go see Angry Birds?
Was the girl that was working there?
Oh my God, come over here before you talk. You motherfucker.
I'm really fucking up the quality of this podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're the
one. I need another beer.
Throw another in here. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God. That's good. Kenneth's an alcoholic.
All right, continue. Did we go to school with this girl that he asked?
Yeah, we graduated.
Start with an A?
No.
J.
J. Man, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. She, I mean, she was very nice. Like, so she was, she kind of
let him down easy.
No, she just kind of like played it off, I guess. I just remember like laughing to myself a little bit, trying not to.
And this kid was serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead ass.
Angry Birds movie with
him. He's the worst. I hate him so much.
You got a name drop later.
I'm not a name.
Yeah.
I don't. We'll play I did, honestly okay. did not mind him. I just saw like, you know, wacky guy.
Yeah, wacky guy for you, insufferable co-worker for me.
Oh yeah, I was in the back, you were in the front.
Yeah.
This dude also worked at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I did. G punched a dumpster and broke his arm.
Oh my God. True.
Not his hand, his arm.
And then he couldn't, what the fuck was he doing at work for that long? Was he just making...
He worked there and McDonald's at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, he went to... Also, he wanted to go to the military. So, yeah. So I remember, like, every day he would, like, come to the back and hand me, like, an envelope with, like, a note inside.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes a sticky note, just, like, a list of, like, his order during lunch rush. And it'd be like, you know, I'm trying to bulk up and, like, lose weight from the military, so I want a pound of cheese curds. It's like... You're running for 15 minutes, but you want like 1,200 calories of cheese and grease?
Oh my God. Oh, there's so many fucking G stories, but this is a Godzilla versus Kong podcast.
No, this is G versus...
G versus his life, yeah.
I think my favorite is like when we called him out and like he looked up in the sky like we were Jesus.
Yeah.
Calling for it's time to go to heaven, my child. Yeah. Look straight up into the fucking sky.
I think into the GameStop ceiling, more accurately. Hello?
Hello?
Who said that?
Got a copy of Splatterhouse.
Hey, you think Remy the rat ever controlled Linguini while he was fucking?
I don't think he fucked.
You don't think Linguini?
Linguini was like a five-star chef there. Linguini
got pussy at the
thing
end
is, like, sure. Remy would have to control his pubes.
Oh my fucking God.
What was that girl's name? The one with the big old nose and no chin.
From the movie. Rimatui.
Rimatui?
Fuck it. I don't know.
What's a food name?
Ratatouille.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Cheese bread.
Okay, her name's Cheese Bread. All
right, let's get back. Let's close out the Godzilla movie here.
Yeah. Would you recommend a Mechagodzilla?
That's not the movie.
Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla versus Kong. Also versus Mechagodzilla. All-star.
Versus the world, ending in love.
Would you recommend
versus Capcom?
I would. I thought it was good. I got some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Same way as you. I mean, it said in the trailer like only one can survive. But like, I didn't think we were gonna kill anybody.
What would you rate it?
Yeah, should we? Let's do like a grade rating for no particular reason.
Like a what's a high? What's a low here?
What the fuck do you mean?
What, like 1 through 10?
You gave
like
a grade. A grade.
Like, you gave Sonic the Hedgehog a 9.25.
Yes, I did.
An A through an F.
I give it a B. A B? B plus. I liked it a lot. I thought it was B pretty plus, good. Yeah. I thought the production quality was good.
Look at this guy giving a B plus. What do you get?
A grade rating? I don't know. My ratings, I just do.
All right, let's just do our own ratings, I guess. What do you give
for
out
me,
your
like, for system? Me, like... A 5 out of 10 is an eh. Like, not good, not bad. Like, I'd say, I don't know, a 7 at most.
All right.
Like, it's good.
That's a C. Solid C.
It's like a C plus, I'd say, yeah.
C plus. I think I gotta agree. I mean, C plus.
It's overall. Stupid. It's a stupid movie, not gonna lie, but it's entertaining.
It did remind me of old Transformers movies, maybe to it's the like, chagrin of the director.
It's like in grade school when you see the stupid kid eat dirt. Like, Like, it's dumb, but it's entertaining.
Can I say another thing about Sheldon?
Closing remarks?
He said, I'm a human calculator. I can do any calculation.
Okay, what's 9 times 10?
I'm not a fucking human calculator. 90? 90? 21?
21.
You all stupid. Right, good fucking meme at the end. All right, boys, I guess that's it. I don't know what we're watching. Kenneth's awfully fucking busy.
I think I'm free next Tuesday.
Free next Tuesday. We'll see.
Today is Tuesday. Holy shit.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what the hell we're watching.
Next oh, time. We got like 5 minutes to go to a movie right
the
now.
Best, the best. Next week, you goof. No. The best options are Nobody. The Unholy, which sounds spooky. I don't know if I want to watch it.
And I'm going to watch it with you.
I think that Courier is probably still out.
Okay.
But
honestly, I don't care what we see.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're still $5.
I only care until Mortal Kombat comes out. Looking forward to that.
Honestly.
Well, can we go watch the Space Jam movie together?
Absolutely.
I want to watch that one.
Did you guys see the trailer for that?
It looks
like Ready Player One.
I thought you were about to say Space Chimps. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, and you know how they got rid of...
This is a crack house button. Some kid...
Space Chimps has crack house vibes.
Like some kid in the crack house is watching this on a burnt DVD.
I forgot about that post. fuck. What was I saying?
Space Jam, Ready Player One.
Space Jam trailer. Yeah, it looks like Ready Player One. They got rid of Pepe Le Pew scene.
Pepe Le Frog.
They got rid of it before he got canceled, I guess, but whatever. In the background of one of the scenes, you can see the Clockwork Orange guys in the back laughing. Because it's all WB properties.
Oh.
And they rape a woman in that movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they raped an old woman to death.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was a fucked up
epic
book.
Space Jam. Alright, I got a
Space Jam.
Okay. That's how we're ending.
That's the thing. Too much.
Too much, yeah.
He's got one of those food bowls that, like, it just fills itself after it gets empty.
Yeah.
He's better now, but, like, when he was like, it's not better. But when he was, like, younger, he used to literally eat until he would throw up, and then he would throw up, and then he would go back and eat again.
Fucking same.